Cairns Taipans this season. Now, last year they missed the play-in tournament. They finished 12-16, equal with the Adelaide 36ers. Matty McQuaid, they're always a club that it's hard not to love. They're always the lovable underdogs. But I'm sure that that's something that would get very, very old for the Cairns Taipans very, very quickly. They're going to be a gritty team. We know that for Adam Ford coach sides. And I look through this lineup, and there's some serious talent on this team.
There is. And, you know, the thing about Adam Ford is that he's as competitive as they come, that gentleman. He's a fantastic coach. And look, it's the old cliche with this mob, punching above their weight. They've done it for years upon years upon years, going way back, you know, where they've had opportunities to, you know, play in a grand final and play and, you know, be a key, you know, team as far as being an elite team, rather, as far as the NBL is concerned. And, you know, they've done it. They do it with the lowest payroll in the league. That's pretty obvious. That it's a real, you know, it's still a community club. It's, you know, they seem to have a habit of attracting, you know, really impressive imports to that program over the years. And, you know, one of whom ended up, you know, Torrey Craig, you know, in particular, ended up in the NBA and had a great career in the NBA after playing in Cairns. So, you know, look, they're the team that everybody writes off automatically. And I know it drives 40 insane. And he lets people hear it. But, again, you know, they lost so many guys from last year. But by the same token, they've gained a lot. You know, I think Rob, look, straight away, Rob Edwards just looks like a player. You know, and I think a player who can make a significant impact in the league, you know, 6'2", 6'3", strong as hell, can shoot the three, bullies his way to the basket, plays D, rebounds, he does it all. Tanner Groves is one import, kind of looks like a bit of a journeyman to me. He'll need to get on the glass, on the offensive glass in particular, to be a presence down low. Pedro Bradshaw, you know, the third import, again, another G League guy, he's long, can shoot the three. They bring in Kyle Adnam, who's you know, he's been a winner throughout his career, you know, as individually, great addition. Kyron Galloway, terrific athlete like his brother. So, you know, to a team that, and then they give the keys. You know, I think one of the huge stories is Taron Armstrong and the fact that this Australian kid has been given the keys to the team, and how will that go this year? When you've got an Australian running the point, and if he's effective, it makes life a lot easier because then you can sort of use your import spots in different ways, not having to worry about, you know, your primary floor leader as an import. The fact that he's an Australian, it says a lot about the faith that Fordy's put in on him, and he's a massive talent. There's no doubt about that. Sam Wardberg as well, I think, is going to be big for them as well. And you know, the bench, that they've got some talent on the bench. They, you know, look, would you put them in as one of the elite teams on paper? Probably not. But again, the thing about this club, they're brilliantly coached by Adam Ford. They've always been more than the sum of their parts. It's just the way they are. They've got a fantastic culture. I mean, I know it's an overused word, but you know it when you see it. And I've always believed in this Taipans program, you know, with the people that they've had there over the years. Do I see them as there's certainly a chance at making the play-in tournament without a doubt. I think they're more than capable of that. And I think my confidence level in them, I'd probably give them a 6 because I know that you just can't write them off. And doing so would be incredibly foolhardy because of the things I mentioned, because the talent, they brought in some really good talent. It all depends if it hits. You know, there's always that caveat about imports. And all three have got to hit and they've got to fit in and they've got to be good teammates. And it's always a lottery, as they say with that. But the Australian talent is good, or the local talent, I should say, is pretty solid. It's probably not as high profile as others, but they've all got the ability to produce on any given night. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Cairns. I think they're going to be a really interesting watch this season.
Yeah, but as always, Matty sort of nailed it on the head around how Cairns always bat overs. And I know it does annoy 40 because we always do the lists. And I think our colleagues at the in Cairns certainly get messages saying, yeah, you did it again.
Drives him nuts.
Yeah. And I look, I get it because like he's a great coach and how, he gets these guys to be so competitive, even though they may not have the talent or the budget compared to some of these bigger star-studded teams, and they find a way. I'm really looking forward to obviously Tarryn Armstrong. Matty touched on that, and I think that's going to be a great story. But I'm really keen to see Kyle Adnan's return to the NBL. I think he was really a key piece, an underrated piece for the Phoenix in his previous time in the NBL. And I know he had some rough period overseas, playing overseas post his time in the NBL, and he's so keen to get back, and I think his playing style suits this team. So I think he's going to be, fantastic, as will Kieran Galloway. I think we saw glimpses of that last year with Adelaide, and I was surprised Adelaide lost him. I thought he was a player that that he may want to stay there, but obviously kudos to Cairns for recruiting him. But I think Matty's right. They've got some good depth. They've got plenty of talent, and while it may not be, the top level teams, they're definitely got a side that can compete. My confident level would be, it's probably a five to six, but I'll say a five. And look, I think I don't see them making the postseason, including the play-in. But again, 40, if you're listening, here's your chance to prove us wrong again. But I like what they've done there. I'm just concerned that they probably don't have the strike power compared to the other teams that I expect to make the postseason.
For Cairns, it feels like a familiar tale every year, and it's wins on the road because we know how good they are at the Cairns Convention Centre. They've got one of the best home barns in the league. The Sea of Orange make an incredible atmosphere. They'll get their wins at home, even though they were 7-7 last term. I think they'll come out on the right side of the ledger. For me and for Cairns this year, it really does feel like how many wins can they get on the road? Because if they can bank some wins and get to around 500 on the road, they'll be in there. And it feels like the same sort of tale, McQuaid, every single year with Cairns is,
yeah, no
can
doubt.
They take it on the road?
Yeah, that's how it's been. Yeah, you're right. They're more than others, for sure.
My confidence level is about a six. I'm not going to write them off because I have just way too much respect for Adam Ford as a coach. Road wins. That's your clue for the Cairns Taipans this season.